In this bulletin, the Coalition narrows its gap to Labor in the latest news poll. A second vigil held in Melbourne for an African-Australian woman allegedly killed by her partner. And a big protest in Hong Kong. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The federal government has narrowed the gap between it and the opposition in the latest news poll, with around 3 weeks to go until the election on May the 18th. The Labor Party is leading the coalition on the two-party preferred vote, but by the narrowest margin possible, 51% to 49%. It's a three-point improvement for the coalition compared to where they were last month. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has told Sky News the result shows Prime Minister Scott Morrison is campaigning well and people are heeding his economic message.
I think it reflects the fact that the Prime Minister has started the campaign well. I think people see a genuineness in him. I think they see him as the person best able to deliver a strong economy. And people now know, seriously in this election, there is a big difference between the Coalition and the Labor Party when it comes to proposals about how we manage the economy and how we can pay for the projects. Labor's taxes, I think, have really started to scare people.
However, the Coalition's projected primary vote in news poll is down to 38%, whilst Labor has dropped to 37%. The Coalition won the last federal election by the narrowest margin in 2016, getting a 42% primary vote. And both Prime Minister Scott Morrison and opposition leader Bill Shorten will spend today in Perth ahead of the First Leaders' debate of this federal election campaign. Mr Morrison will today announce that three new Navy ships will be built in Western Australia under a coalition government. It's a $1 billion commitment that could create 1,000 jobs. He'll also unveil more than $150 million worth of spending on cyber security and another $300 million to build or expand park and ride facilities in Melbourne as part of the government's program to ease congestion in major cities. Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia wants all political parties to avoid suggesting allowing more migrants into the country will cause congestion. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is pledging to freeze migration levels for the next 4 years in a bid to manage the nation's population growth. Mr Morrison has described his approach as sensible and says he wants to preserve the quality of life for migrants already in Australia. But FECA's chair, Mary Petetsos, says any links made between refugee intake and reducing congestion are concerning. A second vigil has been held in Melbourne for an African-Australian woman allegedly killed by her partner. Around 200 people gathered in Federation Square to remember Natalina Angok, who was found dead in Chinatown last week. Attendees lit candles in remembrance of the 32-year-old who fled civil war in South Sudan. Ms Angok's boyfriend, Christopher Bell, faced court on Friday charged with her murder. Thousands of protesters have marched through downtown Hong Kong to demand the scrapping of proposed extradition rules. Under the changes, Hong Kong's chief executive would have the right to order the extradition of wanted offenders to China, Macau and Taiwan, as well as other countries not covered by the territory's existing extradition treaties. Opponents of the proposal fear it would further erode the rights and legal protections of people in Hong Kong. These freedoms were guaranteed under the city's handover from British colonial rule to Chinese sovereignty in 1997. The marchers chanted demands for Hong Kong's executive Carrie Lam to step down, saying she had betrayed Hong Kong. Hong Kong politician and protest leader Claudia Mao says the proposed changes will have dire implications for Hong Kong residents.
Hong Kongers are practically fighting for our self-preservation in this practically dead environment, dead in the sense that our one country, two systems has gone not just downhill, but practically dead.
Briefly in sport, Newcastle Knights coach Nathan Brown says his side's win over Parramatta had its genesis in last week's loss. Newcastle has won a match for the first time since round one, winning its round seven game against the Parramatta Eels 28 points to 14. Newcastle led 20 points to nil in the first half, and that lead proved insurmountable for Parramatta. Brown says the five consecutive losses his side had suffered heading into the match against Parramatta made him understand what they had to do. A look at today's weather now. In Perth, a morning shower or two, 22. In Adelaide, fine weather, 23 degrees. In Melbourne, partly cloudy and 18. In Hobart, much the same and 19. In Canberra, sunny and 20. Partly cloudy in Wollongong, 21 degrees. Much the same in Sydney, 23. It's also partly cloudy in Newcastle and 23. A possible shower for Brisbane, 25. Rain in Cairns, 29. Partly cloudy in Darwin, 33. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News. The federal government has narrowed the gap between it and the opposition in the latest news poll, with around 3 weeks to go until the election on May the 18th. The Labor Party is leading the coalition on the two-party preferred vote, but